And we're live.
Remember, kids, be sure to spay and neuter your pets. It's not only good for them, but it really helps keep the population down. If you're the type of person that lets your pets breed willy-nilly around the neighborhood, you, sir, are a fucking asshole. I'm Joshua Strebel, and Dradcast starts now.
From the depths of internet magic and the bowels of WordPress Nation, it's
you know what time it is.
For the Dradcast, bringing you the latest in WordPress news, events, and fizzy pop, talking shop with community leaders and innovators,
ultimately letting smarter people run the show weekly.
Yes! Now, we bring you your favorite Santan alumni, the craziest prior military geeks you'll ever meet, your favorite WordPress personalities, Dre Armada and Brad Williams. Sit back, folks, grab something to sip on, and get ready to press on. The Dradcast starts now.
Well, holy cow. Man, that's what I'm talking about. This delay thing is killing me with Google. But I'll tell you what, we've got an awesome episode ahead of us, and I'll tell you, if you haven't went and checked it out yet, we're going to post it in the room, top 10 reasons to go and spay and neuter your pet. Remember, folks, support your local ASBCA. Man, we're here with Josh Strebel from Pagely. Brad, how the hell's it going, brother?
Good, man, good. Staying busy. How about you, Mr. Softball?
I'm doing well. I can't complain. Josh, man, it is a damn pleasure to have you, bro.
Hey, it's about time. I'm finally cool enough to come join you guys.
Lucky number 13. We saved 13 just for you.
That's it.
We had a plan from day one. 13 is Josh's. So.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
I can tell you totally believe that.
It's all coming together. Can't you tell? Well, I think with all the softball I've been playing and now actually going live on the air with Brad and Josh Strebel at the same time, I need to get hammered. That hasn't started yet, but I have opened my first beer. What are you guys sipping on today?
What do you got, Josh?
I have good old-fashioned tasty H2O.
Hey, for the win. That's good stuff. I hear it's pretty healthy. That's good stuff. What about you there, Mr. Brad?
That's a rumor. I'm drinking I guess I could call it H2O, but it's actually not. It's gin. And club soda. So it's probably like the opposite of water, I guess. But yeah.
Well,
good.
It's pretty close. I mean, I have beer that tastes like H2O, so I've got a nice cold Corona here. It's not quite Arizona weather, but I'm here in Southern California near Temecula, and it's Southern California's version of the surface of the sun. So it's pretty damn warm, and this is nice and cooling. Ah, man.
Let's dive right into the sponsor, man. You know who
it
is.
Fire away. Fire away,
everybody loves them. It's our favorite, Gravity Forms. I mean, this is Gravity Forms is hands down probably the most popular, most successful premium plugin, and absolutely with good reason. It is that worth it. Everybody uses it. Everybody loves it, including myself and Dre and just about everybody we've had on the show. So check it out, gravityforms.com for the easiest way to make forms and a lot more.
You know what I'm doing over here is I'm busy getting out links to the ASPCA because we definitely need to go donate there. thanks for the intro there. That was a unique monologue and one of a kind here on the Dradcast.
I'm anxious to see how Dre segues into a pressing topic with that monologue. So that will be fun.
we'll figure it out. But first, let's
speaking
start
of
out.
Dogs.
Yeah,
speaking of dog balls.
So you guys gave me exactly 48 hours to come up with something, so I did my best.
I see that you worshipped every second that was allotted to make sure that it was one of a kind there. Josh, I'd like to kind of walk into a little bit about you and your growing family and where your involvement is in WordPress and how you got there. Because, I got to hear a lot of it were a bit more in-depth rundown of your story here at WordCamp San Diego day two on Sunday when they did all the business discussions, which was really, really neat. And certainly a treat for me to kind of hear the background there. But at a high level, I'd like to get into where you got into WordPress and how that all kind of stemmed into Pagely and what you're doing today, because I think it's a really, really neat story. WordPress, how did you get involved with WordPress in the first place?
Hey, thanks. I'll try to keep it brief. back in 2003, we had just started our business, and we were working doing web design for folks here in Phoenix. You know, we grew a small, we were a small consulting shop, about 7 employees, and we were building sites in Dreamweaver at the time, and Sally had this idea that websites should be easier, and so she wanted to see them automated, so there was this thing called WordPress at the time, I think it was version 1.2. So we started building websites on WordPress and charging pretty good money for them. And this is, if you guys remember 1.2, that was a long, long time ago. And WordPress has come really far since then. So it was Sally's idea to do this thing called which became Pagely, but it was essentially automated WordPress installs. And so we gave that a shot in 2006 under a different brand. And we tried it for about... maybe about 8-9 months. It worked fairly well, but this was pre-Twitter, pre-Facebook. Marketing was really hard, so it ultimately didn't take off, and we kind of put the brakes on it. And then in 2009, as the bottom fell out of the economy just about everywhere, we kind of wound down our consultant business a little bit. Some of our employees left, and we just didn't replace them. We just kind of batted down the hatches to ride out the recession, because nobody really knew what was happening. And we got this idea that, well, let's go back and revisit that idea. WordPress has matured. It's really come a long way. And so we took that code base and rewrote it, did some pre-marketing for it. And this time we had the benefit of Twitter and a social graph that we could talk about what we were working on. And so in 2009, end of September 2009, we launched the concept again, managed WordPress hosting, automated installs, plugin updates, all those things, and we called it Pagely.
Let's step back there for a second, because I know as a guy that's started various ventures and had some pretty big projects and a lot of effort, blood, sweat, tears, heart and passion around these things, it's not always so simple to kind of give it that second go, but you did. No, let's be realistic. It's a total mind bend at times, so... Like the drive, you really had to have the drive there to continue forward and give it another go. Maybe the market was a little early the first time around. Who knows? There's a lot of indicators there that you may have played
with. Timing, right, man? Isn't half of startups timing and luck?
Yeah.
Half is actually whatever your product is, your service.
What did it really take to step up to the plate again, man? Because it's like getting hit in the the beginning of the game and then having to come up and hit again to close it out, right?
Well. Stupidity, perhaps. hubris. There's a lot of words you could use to describe the insanity that is an entrepreneur. And I don't know. I just think the idea still had legs, and I just think that the lessons we learned from that failure, as well as another project that we tried that didn't really work out, I think that we could kind of take those lessons and apply them and try again. And as Brad nailed it, I think our success was entirely, the second time around was 80% timing. The market was ready. People knew what WordPress was. There was easy, cheap marketing methods like Twitter and Facebook to get the word out. So it just kind of, it was just a mental brain fuck, just like, hey, let's try this again and let's see if this put our face back out there to get hit and see what happens.
So what was it like kind of starting Pagely at the beginning? Because essentially, you guys were the first managed WordPress host. Is that correct? I'm pretty sure you were.
Yeah.
At least I know of it. Yeah, okay. So it's not like you had somebody to look up to or look at and say, hey, they're doing it. Let's try to do it too. Like you started it, right? So how do you – that's extremely – in my opinion, it's very it takes a lot of balls to do that, I guess, because it's you don't have anybody to look at to say, hey, they did it successfully. Let's try to mimic what they're doing. Kind of like what people could kind of do now. They look at Pagely and said, hey, Pagely's done it. Let's kind of look at what they're doing and try to do it. So who did you model yourself off of? What did you look at? Is it all just completely ideas that you kind of came up with? Were you looking at other hosting companies?
I thought of WordPress. I thought of it.
I just think it's interesting, so I'm curious to hear how the idea of managed WordPress hosting now is kind of commonplace, but in 2009, nobody had ever heard of that.
Yep. So, I think what you described is like, in my opinion, is like having a hero. You have a hero that you look at, you aspire to. I want to be like them. I can do that, or I can do it slightly better. right. What we had actually was an anti-hero. We had really bad examples of what was out there. That's
so things you wanted to do better, things that just weren't working that you knew.
Yeah, you know, you have your big economy hosting companies selling bulk hosting for $1.99 a month. We all know who they are. And they just, they did it their way, and they did it poorly, I would like to say. And so I use that as an example early on to say, if they do this, I'm doing the opposite. If it takes them 50 steps to go through their rat race sign-up process and upgrade bullshit to get your money, I'm going to do it in one step. If they cap you at this limit, I'm going to uncap you. You know, so I used the anti-hero methodology a lot and said, whatever they're doing, just do the opposite and focus on a quality product around WordPress, and it, cross your fingers, it should work. And thankfully,
well, Josh Strable, you will never be my anti-hero, my friend. You are certainly someone to model after in terms of moving towards success.
Thank you.
And I'm excited to be a friend and one of your customers. And I've loved the story from beginning to end, and it's been neat to see it continue to mature. So, salute to you and Sally for what you guys have done there. You certainly gave a new approach to the way that WordPress can be managed and used across the world. So kudos.
Yeah, we're kind of the leader in starting that industry. I mean, look at it now. There's, like I said, it's pretty commonplace to hear the word managed WordPress host.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody can look at Pagely and say, you know, this is the company that started it. So that's kind of a cool feather to have in your hat.
Yeah, it's certainly a feather. Sometimes I think I'm guilty of my ego getting in the way, and that's too big of a feather for me, because there's certainly...
You got a big pimp feather on your hat, like...
But I think it is hard. It's really fucking hard being the first one, because you instantly have a target on your back, and everybody's going to just do what they can to climb over you, and I wish everybody around us great success, and there's the short game and the long game, and I feel like we're in it for the long game, and we're having a ton of fun doing it. I got the most amazing team. These guys are just like fucking Iron Man. They work so hard and they get so much shit done. We're solving so many big, interesting problems that it's just fucking so much fun to do what I do every single day.
Man, pterodactyl feathers. Those things are huge. Well, what's next? What happens from here? Because this is not going away. Certainly a need. It's going to continue to grow. What next? Any fun stuff that you're going to premiere here today on the Dradcast, or am I just hoping?
Oh, yeah. So there's this... No. What's next? Like I said, we're playing the long game. We're really looking 2, 3, 5 years out in Pagely's future and what we want to do. And there's a lot of interesting problems that still need to be solved. And that's kind of what, you know, gives me a chub in the morning, is what challenge out there can we tackle today. And so we've recently finished some pretty robust back end changeovers to some different architecture stacks. We're decreasing page load times. You know, everybody's been dealing with this brute force bullshit the last few weeks. You know, watching your servers burn for a few days as you then slowly, methodically dial it in, and you bring the traffic down, you know, the bad traffic, you start blocking it better, and you're restoring performance, and everybody's happy again. I mean, that's I don't wish it on anybody, but that's a fun challenge. Like, how can I take this attack and blunt it effectively so that it doesn't impact our businesses and our customers? And those are kind of challenges that really just get me excited.
Yeah, the geeky side of Josh Strable, man. It's there's a lot to it, right? I mean, there's been a big part of the discussion, which again, I think you talked about it at San Diego. Kareem just posted that in the chat room in terms of the iterations that you've been through to continue building Pagely and to increase profitability, the business side and all that. But there's the geek side of that, and managing both of those things is, you know, there's usually a big gap there. But I've seen you work both sides of that, and you do have great resources, obviously, to help you on both ends there. But that's a big juggle in your schedule. Like, how do you manage going and jumping hats so effectively?
Oh well, and then you add the dad hat to the ring. You know, that's.
Yeah.
It's the saying usually goes, Jack of all trades, master of none. And so I still try to pick my strengths and stick with them, but when you get bored doing one thing, it's nice to be able to just change gears for a minute. So I'll do a bunch of growth hacking and biz dev and break down conversion rates on our site and do event tracking on button clicking, and I'll be in that world for 10, 15 days. Then it's like, put that aside, bust open a terminal, let's break some shit, let's start writing some code now. And so it's fun to kind of go back and forth in that regard. But as my guys will tell you, I have been banned from committing code after 10 a.m.
Well, yeah, that's usually when you and I are speaking and rolling over to Josh Deeney's.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to commit code anymore after 10 because they're all asleep usually, and I'll break something and then shit hits the fan. So.
Oh man, if you guys haven't had one, you should try it. Josh Deeney. You'll have to get the recipe from Josh. I'm not authorized to speak. I am sworn to secrecy.
They're potent.
They are and delicious. Folks, I'd love to move. Well, last thing before we move into pressing topics, tell us, new dad, how is being a father? Your baby is beautiful. I congratulations there. It's a neat thing to start a family, start growing a family.
Yeah, congrats, man.
Man, is the sleep schedule getting any more regular?
Actually, yeah. Being a dad, by far the best thing I've ever done in my life.
Awesome.
It's I highly recommend that you people out there in internet land do it responsibly. Don't just go breed for the sake of breeding, but I highly recommend
ASPCA, spay and neuter.
I highly recommend it. It's a lot of fun. And Ethan was about 7 months old, his sleep schedule's been pretty good. And he's 15 months old now, so he's actually sleeping from 7 at night to 6 in the morning. So it's pretty good.
Oh, man. Well, now that it's no longer raining cats and dogs, you see what I did there, Brad? Let's move into pressing topics, which this week is brought to you by Maintain, professional WordPress support and maintenance service on any host. Maintain.com, if you're looking at getting started with them, get 30% off any plan for the first 3 months by entering a really cool code by the name of Dradcast. You should do it. They are awesome. A lot of weird stuff going on, like this whole 10-year anniversary for WordPress is coming up next week. I think globally, I don't know how many meetups are happening, but sure, a ton of them. I think, Brad, you're holding an event, if I'm not mistaken, on the 27th, which is next Monday.
28th. We're actually doing ours on Tuesday. I mean, unfortunately, the 10th anniversary falls on Memorial Day here in the U.S., so we thought about doing one on Monday, but we were looking at doing something a little bit bigger at a bar or restaurant in Philly, and a lot of them weren't going to be open, so we decided, you know what, let's not take the chance, let's just do it Tuesday. But either way, it's the spirit of the birthday, right? So yeah, we're having a big shindig. We're going to have some food and some drink tickets and a nice big WordPress cake, so I'm excited. It'll be extremely nerdy but a lot of fun. So I'm anxious to have it, go to it, and everyone's going to have a good time. I'll be sure to post some pictures back when we're done. What do you got going on over there, Dre? You guys doing something? I think you mentioned something last week, right?
Orange County, which is, I would say, that the most mature meetup group, WordPress meetup group in Southern California. And I don't know how many hundreds of members it's up to now, but it's really, really active. They hold a couple meetups every month. The Facebook page is ridiculous. It's so awesome, the interaction and the help there. They're holding a pretty big bash for all of Southern California over at Zeke Interactive, I think Huntington Beach, Garden Grove area. So everybody's flocking up to that area to go party and go celebrate WordPress, which is super kick-ass. They're doing giveaways, food, drinks. They have a DJ set up, man. It's the real deal. So pretty exciting to see. I mean, WordPress means a lot to all of us, and it's a staple in a lot of our lives and livelihoods. So why not celebrate 10 years? With a bang.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Josh, what anything going on there in the Phoenix area? You guys do anything special?
The WordCamp organizers, Skyhook Marketing and Carol Stamba, that whole crew is doing a thing Monday night at Gangplank out in Chandler.
Oh, I love Gangplank. That's something that I'm sure will be a lot of fun. That's a cool spot. If you're out in Chandler or Phoenix area, definitely swing by Gangplank. Love that place. Yes.
Speaking of Gangplank, that's what I'm talking about.
Nice.
Woo! Rockin' koozies.
Very cool. It's funny. I mean, if you think about... sorry, go ahead, Josh.
Nothing.
Ask away.
No, I was just going to say, Dre, it's a funny story about that koozie. You know the skull has a name?
Oh, boy.
His name is Daniel Jarrus.
All right. Is there
a backstory to that?
Yeah, because if his short name's Dan, so it's Dan Jarrus or Dangerous.
Dangerous. Oh, man, that was almost funny, like funny ha-ha.
Yeah, but not really, so.
It is funny. I was going to say, it's a little bit wild that WordPress is turning 10. I mean, I was doing a CMS, Philly Tech Week was a few weeks back, and I was at a CMS showdown. Kind of repping WordPress against some other platforms, open source platforms, and I mentioned that the birthday was coming up, the 10-year birthday, and everybody in the room kind of was like, what? 10 years? Like, I thought it was only a few years old. Like, I think the majority of people have no idea how old WordPress is. They really think it's like a year or two old. Probably started around, maybe a few years older, like started around the time Paisley did. It's wild. It still doesn't quite click with me. Like, it's 10 years old, man. I haven't been using it that long, so.
Well, you've been around it for a little while.
Yeah, I mentioned the chat room. I feel like almost everybody we interview has been using it longer than me. Like, I mean, I started in 2006, so I've been using it for, a few years now. But, most of the people we talk to have been around quite a bit longer than that, so including Josh and you. So it's pretty neat, though. 10th anniversary. I'm excited. So we'll recap some stuff, and I'm sure next week there'll be a lot of posts and pictures and stuff. So we'll see WP Daily or somebody or maybe even WP Tavern, post about it.
Well, now that the mysterious WP Tavern Oz has been outed, maybe we'll start
the great Oz. Oh wait, I gotta fire up my Oz sound effect here.
I am Matt Mullen. Wag.
That's my Oz / Mullen. No, it's just my Oz sound effect.
Hey. Well, listen. We talked about it briefly last week. I displayed my happiness with the way that this whole like, hey, who's the owner and all this crud went about. Which, not really. I think it was kind of weak sauce. Just get it out there and run with it. Save the thing if you're going to save the thing. Let's get it out there. Let's get good content. We know that there's place for news and media around WordPress. We'd like to see some more sources out there. WP Tavern's got a great history. The founders of that have been around and running that. We're running that for quite a while, and then the whole fallout and stuff. So I don't know that I really care for the way that it was handled, but it looks like it's back. Matt wrote a post this week on it, and I'm excited to see where this is going to go. We had another death in the WordPress news family recently with wherever WP Candy is today. Surely WP Daily is doing well, and they look like they're continuing to grow. So the old kid on the block is now the new kid on the block again. I'm excited to see where it goes. Hopefully we start to get some really cool interaction here again. Brent, I know you're a longtime fan. What are you expecting here? I mean, based on that post, it looks like we're going to move it forward again. What happens here next?
Good question. I mean, I think that's kind of what we're all wondering, because basically, Matt put the post on WP Tavern kind of outing himself as the great Oz that purchased WP Tavern. And let's see, he didn't just purchase it. He purchased it a year plus ago? Maybe close to 2 years. It's been a while, and he just now came out and said it. But the way he mentions it, he says that they're going to reboot the tavern. It will be a third place that, in quotes, for the WP community. And he says it might even evolve into an official news resource on WP.org. So it's still a little bit unclear like what the long-term strategy is, short of just making sure the site didn't disappear. So I think that'll be interesting. There's a lot of chatter around this because everyone, Matt kind of owning a WordPress news source, can that news source still be objective? Can it still be critical of Matt and things around WordPress without the hammer coming down and being silenced? So I mean, what do you guys think? Do you think he's got to be able to kind of keep writing about whatever he wants to write about and his own opinions and not having to worry about somebody backlash from his new boss?
You're never going to stop the backlash. You're never going to stop the dramatic discussion. discussions and the secondary points of view that's just going to happen. But can it be done? Absolutely, with the proper controls in place. I think he stated that, look, this isn't a revenue earner here, that we're not trying to do ads and all this fun stuff, and I can appreciate that approach. I mean, if you look at security and what we do, we have various security suite products. We have a very popular blog that reports on various security topics, outbreaks, vulnerabilities, and stuff like that. It is a fine balance. It's okay to kind of discuss, you know, some of those products, but you need to have a straight up approach about it and make sure that you're not killing the topic at hand, which is really putting out good important topics around security and helping people find vulnerabilities and fix their problems. Right?
Question is, what happens when Jeff wants to write an article about something not GPL or something maybe split licensed, or will he even be allowed to do something like that?
So I think that's the thing. It's going to be self-governing in that I don't think anybody really cares that Matt owns it, because I think it's awesome that Jeff Rowe is now paid to do content.
Absolutely.
He's been really good at it. But the first time it appears that Jeff Rowe's being gagged, it's going to lose all credibility and the audience is going to blow up. So he's going to probably, if anything, go the other way to never give the appearance of being gagged. So he might actually be extra critical or extra speaking his mind, because he gets that one shot that where the community per se will, all right, we'll write him off now if he messes up. So I think they're pretty cognizant of that.
Great. You put it better than I surely could have. And you know, you're talking about two really, really smart guys. And I think if anybody's able to pull it off, those two guys can pull that off.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I think we all agree. Jeff was, I feel like WP Tavern was one of the earlier resources around WordPress that I remember being involved with. I was friends with Jeff prior to him launching that. I remember talking to him when he was putting the ideas together around the tavern and kind of working to build up the site. And there's a lot of great content on there. I mean, even the message boards now, some of it might be a little bit stale now just because there's kind of been a period where he hasn't written a whole lot, but I expect that to kind of come back. So I know Jeff's passionate about it. I think we all know that. So it's exciting to see him back. I did ask him about WordPress Weekly because that was one of the first, not the first, but one of the first really consistent podcasts. Had call-ins. I was on the first few episodes and random episodes over the years as he did it. I mean, he was consistent, man. Every Friday, it was game time and he was on. So he did respond saying that he's on the fence on what to do. He definitely wants to do some type of audio. It may just be audio commentary.
Articles. Well, look, I see no reason to bring it back. What Matt needs to do is go ahead and purchase the Dragcast.
And it's like, we don't want any competition.
Hey, Matt Mullenweg, if you're listening, my friend, go ahead and email us. Don't worry. It's no big deal. You know where to find us. And, hey, we'll work it out, bud. I've got a couple numbers in mind. Yeah. Sorry, Brad.
What is this, the Dragcast all of a sudden?
Yeah, like, checks payable.
Don't forget, I put the rad in Dragcast, my friend. So, it'll be cool. I mean, Jeff's always had a passion for kind of talking. He can definitely talk about, talking WordPress, not just talking, but I don't know, he likes to talk. So it'd be cool to see him get back into talking in some aspect.
That show was fun. Like, that was the first WordPress-specific podcast that I listened to, and I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, it was fun. So I'm excited for Jeff. I think it's long overdue. He's getting, you know, he's making some money on it. He's going to be able to keep doing what he was passionate about, and now I think it's kind of, you know, lit a fire into him to really get back into it. So the other piece of this announcement, which I didn't know anything about, was Weblog's tool collection. It was also purchased by Matt.
Yeah,
and that was actually a resource that's been around for a long, long time, well before WP Tavern. So it sounds like, based on Matt's post, that's really actually just going to go into archive mode. So that he literally bought that just to make sure it didn't go offline, it sounds like. So is that a resource you guys ever used? Do you remember that? I feel like it's been around, and it was still, you know, had some posts going on, but I just feel like it wasn't as
there was a couple weird posts there, security driven posts that I jumped on the comment threads years back, but beyond that, I don't know.
I think most of the time people just use it for plugin and theme announcements, because I think that fed into the planet.org feed or whatever that went into the dashboards.
Like the theme release, and then at one point they had a plugin release, like weekly plugin release. I remember that, and that would drive some traffic. Like, if you could get on that list, you get some downloads right away.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I mean, I think it's cool that Matt supported, you know, he's supporting that. He wants to keep it online. He's kind of, I guess, somewhat paying respect to the guys.
Well, think about it from his point of view, which is interesting in that he's kind of like, this is his baby, this whole space, this whole ecosystem, this whole universe of WordPress. And I think he's kind of picture him as a gardener. You don't want to see your crops die, or you know, and so there was all these neat little outposts, and I would probably do the exact same thing, just want to kind of keep some of these things around for posterity.
That makes sense, and there were some fun times to be had there. I'll tell you what, WP Taverns with the forums and everything that was going on there was a lot of interaction and a lot of community involvement. A lot of thought-provoking discussions came from those forums. So, hey, I can dig it. I hope it revives in the way that we all saw it and knew it and interacted with it. So,
definitely, yeah. The more resources around WordPress, the better. The community needs it. I mean, especially like all of us have, you know, services and products that we're out there. You know, we're making money because of WordPress and resources like the Tavern, like WP Daily. You know, when they, you know, that helps us. That helps the community grow. It helps businesses in the community grow when they talk about services or things we're doing. So, I mean, I think it's important for these sites to stay around. So. I'm excited.
I wonder when did WP Tavern first come about? I don't
know. It was probably around 2008, maybe 2009, early 2009, right around there. I'd have to go back to check exactly, but it was right in that area somewhere.
Good stuff.
It might have even been pre 2008. I'm just thinking. Yeah, I have to look it up now because now I'm curious. I think it might have actually been before that.
Well, I hope it's revived.
The domain was registered May of 2008.
Okay, so it was 2008 when it launched, or early 9. So, interesting. Yeah, we'll have to see if maybe we can get Jeff on the show one of these days, and he can show us actually how to do this damn podcast, because we don't know what we're doing.
Well, I don't know that him showing us will constitute us learning anything.
won't learn. We might nod our head and say, okay.
Yeah, it was, WP Tavern, so hopefully it continues forward. You know, it was
the next big story. Right, we got a big story that's out there. That's not necessarily WordPress.
Let's do it this way. So WP Tavern was close to death, right? So this breaking: Yahoo purchases a new NFL team named the Grim Reapers. First player killed in the 2013 draft is Tumblr, my friend. All right. Okay, horrible. Killed it again. Wow,
that was a good one, man.
Crash and burn. Pretty damn big acquisition here. We're talking a billion-dollar figure. Holy crap.
Yeah, 1.1 cash.
1.1 billion cash. Yahoo buys Tumblr. And I think, obviously, this is not a story about WordPress, but it has big implications around WordPress, right? Because I think Tumblr, we can all agree, is probably the biggest competitor of WordPress right now.
Yeah, that's
As far as most users, you know. Yeah, and actually, it was funny because Matt Mullenweg commented that the Sunday, so it was announced on Monday, the Sunday before Monday, because that comes before Monday, that generally they see 400 to 600 posts an hour being imported from Tumblr, and that the Sunday before the announcement, there were 72,000 posts an hour being imported. So obviously, some people were a little concerned that was coming. With Yahoo kind of taking over, so they, you know, said, "Hey, time to go." So they started running to WordPress. So, what do you think's the overall, like how does this affect WordPress? Is it positive? Is it indifferent? I mean, is WordPress going to get a huge new user base that is jumping ship off of Tumblr? Is there going to be a short spike and then just kind of go back to how it was? I mean, what do you guys think?
I think this affects WordPress.com more than it first affects WordPress as a whole.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at the self-install, this is not hugely relevant, right? Being people are still going to install software on their servers and they're going to run it their own way. Mm-hmm. But this is, you know, from a commercial standpoint, yeah, WordPress.com, you know, I think in the short term, it definitely bodes well for them because you're going to see an exodus, at least a certain percentage of users. I think we're seeing that already with an increase of migrations in the early time around announcement. Now, over time, the cards are really on Yahoo's table. What are they really going to do here, and what's the time frame they're going to be able to do that to really start bringing in a large scale amount of users, right? Yeah. So it's really dependent on what the Tumblr becomes under Yahoo's realm. So Yahoo's got the ball in their court.
Well, they coincidentally did a rebrand of Flickr the same day, if you guys have noticed that. Flickr's got an all-new look. So I think they're trying to pull the whole, we're making our employees work in the office now. We're turning the ship around. We made this big acquisition, and we just probably rebranded our most beloved property, Flickr. So this is Yahoo's. We're back. We're serious. We're not the old man on the tree. We're not Microsoft.
That'll be interesting. I mean, I remember. I'm sure you guys do too. When Flickr was purchased, and everyone's like, oh, you know, and they, you know, everybody was like running away, and then they realized, you know what? There's not really a whole lot of options. So,
one of the biggest.
I'm sure they lost a lot of users, but at the end of the day, Flickr is still probably the most popular, you know, photo service.
Well, right? And one of the easiest and biggest APIs and integration points for any type of photo service out there. Period. It's super super solid. Now, let me throw this at you guys. Does it become more of a play in competition between the Tumblr Flickr maybe integration against a Facebook Google Plus than a WordPress.com in its current incarnation?
Yeah, I don't think WordPress. If it did play in, it's probably third or fourth on the list of what Yahoo's trying to achieve. I think this is a Google, Facebook. We need to reclaim some ground in that area. I don't think it's necessarily about publishing like WordPress is. It's more about page social. Views, eyeballs, social.
I would agree with that at this stage, just seeing all the different tactics coming into play, right? The Flickr piece. The Tumblr purchase. I see a bigger play on the social space than I see going towards WordPress and publishing myself as well.
It'll be interesting. I think at the end of the day, there is going to be some benefit to WordPress, like you said, Dre, probably more so for the .com, but then there's always that argument, if you get on .com and you get hooked at some point, you're probably going to end up on .org if you keep growing, you know? So it'll be interesting to see where it goes. You're right. What's the timetable? What are the big changes? I'm sure we may not hear anything right away, but in the next 6 to 12 months, we'll have a better idea of what their overall plan is as they start kind of integrating and changing some things. So definitely something we want to keep our eye on. But before it gets too late, I want to talk about Pressonomics.
Press a what?
Because we have a lot to talk about.
Press a what?
Shit.
So Josh, you, I think it was briefly mentioned in the interview, but you, Pagely, not just you, but obviously your wife and a lot of people at Pagely and some volunteers as well organized an amazing event last year called Pressnomics. So maybe for our listeners that don't know what it is or were literally under a rock because I don't know how you couldn't have heard about it, but maybe you could briefly sum up what Pressnomics was, you know, where the idea came from and what, you know, what is it? What is it?
Well, I can't say the idea was mine. I can say the execution was mine. How's that? When we all went to WordCamps and all our speakers, we all had a great time. And then the really fun conversations happened in the hallway among peers, among business owners, talking about gossip, revenue streams, marketing hacks, you know, the day-to-day business side of things. And so I know I wasn't the first one to think about it. I'm sure it had come up before that there should be something just for that. And so, you know, being the idiot that I am most of the time, let's go out and do it. So over a couple of Josh Teenies one night, I was talking to Dre and I said, fuck it, we're doing it right now.
You know what, and that's almost word for word.
Fuck it, we're doing it live.
And so I think within a week, we announced Pressnomics, and Sally about kicked my ass. She's like, what the fuck did you just do? But essentially, last year, it was 154 tickets were sold. We had 16 amazing speakers from inside and outside the WordPress community, and they all kind of descended upon Chandler, Arizona for 3 days, and it was about the economics, the business side of WordPress. So the content and the audience were all kind of on the same page talking about growing a business, building a business, the politics involved, everything to do with WordPress. And then there were some really great social activities. We went golfing. There was a whole bunch of drinking. There was Santan. There was you name it, you know. So it went, it was very well received. How's that?
No, that's great. And, you know, I think Dre and myself, among pretty much everybody that went, were very vocal about how awesome the event was. So definitely hats off. I mean, you guys did an amazing job last year. And that brings us to what we really want to talk about, which is Pressnomics 2, which you just announced dates for this year. So when is Pressnomics 2 and where is it going to be at?
It's October 17th through the 19th in Tempe, Arizona, which is basically Phoenix. It's just another little town in the greater area. And wait, was the rest of the question?
I don't remember.
Who was the third gunman on the grassy knoll?
I think you answered the question. But when you have an event that's so successful, it's like how do you top that? I mean, it's really hard to. You're in a tough position, my friend, because not only it'd be tough to replicate, let alone try to top. So
that's a good question. Why don't you and Dre tell me briefly your experience and highlights of Pressnomics, and then I can understand what I need to strive for again.
The only thing I think was missing from Pressnomics 1 was Dre Armada on stage, but other than that, it was my favorite WordPress. All kidding aside, it was a different world compared to any WordPress related event I've ever been to. The bee's knees of the bee's knees were there and were open to discussion, not just for the sake of saying hi, but in depth to sit down and really talk through your questions. And that's, you know, business owners to high-end, very visible developers and business folks alike. Being able to talk through the things that we all see every day, because we do run into a lot of the same issues and the same questions. It was closer to any normal technical conference or technical business conference I've ever been to. And it was something that I think the community, as we've continued to grow, was starving for. Everybody that I've spoken with or I've interacted with in regards to the event afterwards has had nothing but positive things to say. So
what you're saying, experience. What you're saying, Jay, it was the people and the atmosphere.
Well, I think that combined with the content, and that's funny that you mentioned that, because that is our community as a whole. That's what WordPress is, right?
Okay, so
the content, it's so meta, man.
What about you, Brad? What did you get out of it?
Definitely the people for sure is a huge highlight. The networking, I think, was a big one for me. So I got to meet a lot of people I had known online for a while but didn't have the chance to meet in person until Pressnomics. Specifically like the business people, like you said. We got to hang out with the Woo Themes guys. They're insane and crazy and awesome all at the same time. I'd known AD and I knew of Magnus and Mark, but I hadn't, I've only spoke to them a little bit online through Twitter, but never in person. I mean, we had a lot of fun hanging out, sharing war stories and having some drinks and then strengthening relationships. So people I'd hung out with a little bit, just getting to hang out with them a lot more and not, I think it's easy when you're at a WordCamp. I could be standing there with all three of us and like Alex King and some Woo Themes guys. And then there's always going to be a few people there too that aren't doing what we're doing. They're not running a business. Maybe they have a blog or maybe they have whatever. So I feel like the conversations at normal WordCamps tend to be focused around kind of the lowest denominator of who you're with. Not to say that's a bad thing, but that's what a WordCamp is, right? WordPress has such a broad user base.
Right.
Whereas at Pressnomics, I didn't have to worry about it. It's like, hey, we're all here to talk business. So if I have a question for somebody business-related, no matter who they're standing there around them, like everyone's here for business stuff, right? So I didn't feel like I had to like worry about who was around or who cared about who they were interested.
I think there's a little bit more to that. It's not just business in general, but business as it relates to an organization, a company, a service, a product that is in the WordPress ecosystem as a business.
Oh, yeah. Specific to WordPress is definitely a good clarity because, yeah, everything we do is, I feel like, it's very specific to WordPress, and WordPress is unique. It's open source, which adds a very unique dynamic to what we're doing. And it was just a great time. I mean, I love the presentations. They were awesome. I love the network. I love the hanging out. The events were fun. I mean, all in all, I had a great time. I mean, I had nothing but great things.
Well, it goes from what widgets and meta should I add to what metrics and analytics should I really be looking at?
Right.
It's just a different animal. So
how
How do you hire people? What do your contracts look like? You know, what's the how do you handle support? Like this type of stuff that, you know, we're always thinking about. Like I can talk to people that have been doing it. Like we're just kind of slowly getting into to rolling out some commercial products. And there's guys there that have been doing it for years. So I'm like, yeah, I get their ear. I'm sitting at lunch with Alex King talking about how do you support a premium product. I mean, where the hell else am I going to do that? It's awesome.
So how many partnerships, a.k.a. new businesses, joint ventures, do you think came out of that?
I would say that it was a very fruitful event for me and our business development, and that wasn't even our lead intention in attending or being part of the event.
So just by getting the right people in the right place and with the right vibe, a whole bunch of awesome shit happens.
It's like inevitable. It'll happen, right? Because, I mean, it's going to happen when you get that many awesome people.
So here's our challenge. How do we duplicate that? And that's what we're worried about. Not worried about. That's what we're focusing on right now is how do we scale the event slightly, not blow it up, but get maybe a few more warm bodies in the door, but keep the same caliber.
You hit it on the head already. You just answered it. Is not to scale too fast.
Right.
Scale it lightly, and I think that you'll see a lot of the same successes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think scale, you know, make sure the right people are coming. It's harder. I know last year you did the invite. I think you're doing some invites this year too, but it's going to be a little more open if I understood it correctly. Is that the plan?
There you go. There's the invites right here yet to go out. I got some of them. So the last year, for whatever reason, people thought it was invite only, and it never was. But I think it kind of worked to our advantage, but then some people were offended, and that's their problem. But this is same thing. We're sending some invites to a few people that we want there. Like, we are formally requesting your presence. Please come. But it's general ticket sales. Anybody can buy a ticket.
If I'm not mistaken, I'm sorry, Brad, you already have – can we get a link up, or did we get a link up on the actual pre – hey, make sure you're following this this page here because tickets will be on sale soon. Eventbrite, is it?
Yeah, all the information's on the homepage of Pressnomics. Tickets go on sale June 10th at 2013 at 10 p.m., 10 a.m. PST, and it links right to the Eventbrite page.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing you're going to have to worry about this year, and it's a great problem to have, is that there was so much positive discussion after the event that there a lot more people are going to want to go this year.
Yeah.
Because I think, like you said, some people thought maybe it's invite only. Other people maybe were on the fence whether it's going to be worth it or not. Obviously, the ticket price is a little bit more than you would pay at a WordCamp. And I've said it before, and thank you for not charging me $1,000 this year, because I think I said that at one point that I wouldn't pay it. But it's, you know, it's worth it. Like it costs more, but there's a value there, and there's a reason for it. So that might have scared a few people off. But I think this year everyone's like, this is one you have to go to. This is one you need to go to. So I feel like the tickets are going to go very, very fast.
Hey, did I also hear that there may be a Dragcast live at Pressnomics?
Oh shit!
I'm just saying. I'm looking forward to the event. It's going to be an eventful month in general. October is going to be pretty wild. You've got well, and we'll get that into that in the events, but it's the whole WordCamp Europe things happen. Pressnomics too, of course, and that's the typical month for WordCamp Philly. So I know for me at least, I will not miss any of those events.
Definitely a good one. And so tickets are going on sale June 10th, right?
Yeah, so at June 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Pacific. I feel like this is like trying to get tickets to like a Stones concert or a Ticketmaster. Like everyone's going to be there refreshing, and then as soon as they go live, it'll be like sold out. Like shit.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's going to happen.
That's when I get in.
You better get your computer because I believe they're going to go very, very fast.
That's when I will actually set up and buy about 50 of them and set up the domain PressnomicsCheapTickets.com and hook up with baby.
Well, I just
new vertical scalping tickets online for me.
Before we move on, I just want to thank all the community sponsors that have already come on board. You can visit the Pressnomics site and see them. Securi's one. Thank you very much. And we have three commercial sponsors that we'll be announcing in the next couple of days. We have some returning favorites as well as a new sponsor. And the budget of last year, we used every single freaking cent plus the money we donated to St. Jude. So without the sponsors, it's no matter what I charge for tickets, it's not going to happen without the sponsors' help.
Yeah,
so
sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
I just encourage everybody to give the sponsors a high five.
Yeah, that's, I was going to say, that's extremely respectable that you guys donated $5,126 to St. Jude Children's Super Research cool. Hospital. Very, very cool. I love to see events that take those overages rather than pocket them or even roll them forward. It's nice to see them contribute back to a nice nonprofit or organization, especially if it's local. So very, very cool. I'm excited. I'm pretty sure we're all going to be there. Josh, I hope you're there. So if not, there might be a problem, but it's gonna be a pretty cool event. So definitely go to the site, pressnomics.com. You can drop your email right in there so that way they can get a hold of you with all the important information. And be sure to have your finger on the trigger June 10th at 10 a.m. Pacific, because I know they're gonna go fast. So grab one fast.
This is gonna be one that you're gonna kick yourself in the ass if you don't go to. So
there's a lot of people kicking themselves last year. I know they were, especially now, after the event. So
with that said, this is certainly a specific audience that's going to be attending this. So if you're going over there to find out how you install WordPress or how you add that widget, that's not the right audience.
Not the place for you. This should be a test. Like, you have to answer 10 questions and pass it.
you'll probably be bored out of your mind, really. So let's just be.
Yeah, you wouldn't enjoy it. But man, if you have a business, even if there were freelancers there. I mean, you're like Dre said, you're brushing shoulders with a who's who in the WordPress.
Well, yeah, Brad Williams, Dre Armada, Josh Stribble, you need, we're right?
Holy shit. And we all, well, no, actually, Dre, you didn't golf, did you?
Yeah, you don't want to see me golf.
I golf with the beards. It was fun.
That was amazing.
That was
golfing,
that's
really fun. I will be golfing this year. I will be golfing this year. I'll be bringing my clubs. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. Well, let's move this on, because I want to get into the bar tricks and then talk a little bit about the events before we close the show today, episode 13 with Josh Stribble. The show is brought to you by Gravity Forums. 1.7 is out. Two key big features that were released in 1.7 is you can now set up as many notification messages as you'd like, which is a super awesome feature there. You can now have any number of confirmations as well, instead of just one single one per form. So go take a look at Gravity Forms. Current Gravity Forms can just go in and download, get that squared away. You got to go do it, gravityforms.com. Bar tricks. So this is Josh, I'm assuming that you've seen every single episode multiple times, so you're familiar with our bar tricks. What do you got for us today, brother? Lay it on us.
This is an old one I came across many, many years ago, but it's pretty amazing. I'll post the link here in the chat. Good. It is Star Wars Episode 4 in ASCII. And if you guys aren't familiar with what ASCII is, you're probably too young, but think of it as characters, numbers, text done in pictures, animation, etc. So this is the entire scene for scene Star Wars Episode 4, all in ASCII, at hints.macworld.com, article.php, story, something. We'll post the link. But it's pretty freaking amazing if you get a chance to see it.
It is cool. I was watching it. You pull it, basically you run a command in a terminal and it just starts playing. It's pretty neat. I don't know who has that much time on their hands, but God bless you.
Hey, back in before broadband and graphics and everything, that people had a lot of time on their hands.
That's pretty cool. I have a bar trick prepared ahead of time, which is a rarity. And my trick, I'll actually give credit where credit's due. I learned about this website. It may very well have been around for a long time, but I was not aware of it. I learned about this from Mandy out by you. Dre, Mandy Shanner.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome.
The website's called supportdetails.com. So it's a really cool site. You go to the site, and it basically just tells you, details about your setup, your operating system, your resolution, the browser and version, IP address, flash version, JavaScript and cookies are enabled. And what's really cool about this is at the very top, you can type in someone's name and someone's email and hit send. So if you're like me and you're debugging issues on a website you're building and someone sees something that you just cannot reproduce, just tell them to go here and put in your name and your email, and it will send them exactly the operating system, the browser, the version. You don't have to ask them for all those details. It just sends it to you. So this is definitely one I bookmarked and I plan on using quite a bit. I've shared out with the team because it's always nice to not have to ask people those questions over and over and over again. So supportdetails.com.
I can dig it. So I have the perfect segue into events, and my bar trick kind of relates to that. The next event that's coming up, and actually Brad and I will be live. Actually, we've got a whole segment here at WordCamp, Orange County, coming up June 1st and 2nd. Actually, I think, Brad, you're also speaking on Sunday.
They're working me, my friend. I'm up like three times, I think.
Yeah, you're speaking security on Saturday. You have your topic on Sunday, and then on Saturday as well, we're doing a live dradcast, which is going to be super kick-ass. So my bar trick is that, you know, WordCamp Orange County actually sold out in a few hours. So if you're still looking for a ticket, you're going to be hard-pressed to find one, at least legally, unless you go to
OrangeCountyCheapTickets.com.
No. But
see where you're going here, man.
No. In all seriousness, the kind folks over at Velo Media have an extra ticket, and they're going to give that away. And what they're doing is, for you to get it, they want you to ask a business question that's something that they can talk about on Sunday, which is WPMBA. It's another. Instead of having developer day on Sunday, what they're doing is, although they're going to have some developer stuff as well, they're going to have a full business track as well with a panel with some really cool folks like Chris Lemma and Kareem and David Hensel, Steve Zengden. There's a bunch of awesome names going to be talking business stuff on a panel. If you ask them a business question here on this post, which I'm going to place in the chat room here, and we'll try to tweet this out for anybody. And answer the question there, they're gonna give away a free ticket. Now, I'm gonna pose to them, and I'm gonna match them because the folks here at security have two more tickets. So to their one ticket, we're hoarding tickets. We've got two tickets. So now, depending on the questions that are asked on this post, there we've got three tickets we'll give away, and we'd love to come see you at Orange County. I got some swag for you. I'll get you some stickers and some koozies and all sorts of fun
Dragcast stickers.
Dragcast stickers, even. It's going to be super rad. So you need to show up. Go ahead and check out that post if you want to come over to Orange County. We're going to make it happen for you. So that is my bar trick, and WordCamp Orange County, June 1st through 2nd. So in a week and a half here. Exciting enough, Brad's flying out next week. He's going to be hanging out with me for a few days, and we're going to head down there and show Orange County what this whole dragcast thing's all about.
Wait, it's one I've been wanting to go to, so I'm excited.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I think, actually, Josh was there, was it last year or the year before you were there, we were hanging out?
A couple years ago, we had chicken and waffles at that.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, that was so good.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It was ridiculous. Yeah, it was so tasty. Also coming up here in July, we've got San Francisco, July 26th through the 28th. They got a dev day in there, a couple-day event. You know, another big event. In terms of WordCamps, this is the one that you're going to see a lot of big names and personas from the WordPress world at. This is where we're going to see the state of the word. Matt usually speaks and kind of talks about the events and what's transpired for the year, what may be coming down the road. Exciting to talk a little bit about WordCamp Europe. That's coming up. It's a little later in the year. There's certainly other WordCamps coming up between now and then, but that's going to be a big one. There's supposed to be a lot of folks there. This is in October, at the beginning of October, so the 5th through the 7th. Again, Pressnomics 2 was announced. We've got Josh here on board. That'll be October 17th through the 19th, so mid-month there in October. And I'm assuming that we'll have some discussion around Philadelphia, what's happened there. It's usually in October as well, in the upcoming months. So stay tuned for more info there, and we'd love to see you out there. We've got some stuff to give away, so if you're coming to any of these events, Brad and I will be actually at all four of those events. So we'd love to see and talk with you, maybe hear about what you think about the show and what else we can add to make it more awesome. With that, guys, this has been a hell of a show. Josh, where can folks find you? You are the ultimate host here, my friend. Where can they find you on Twitter? You got a website? Where can we come talk to Josh?
Just go to twitter.com/DreMedia.
Oh, and that's DREMEDA, and we're good to go. Strebel, actually, STREBEL. What's a good website for folks that find you at there, Mr.
Our business is Pagely, page.ly, and my blog that I don't blog on very often is saint-rebel.com, and if you'd like to call me, it's number... No, I'm kidding.
Maybe.
1-800-BIG-DADDY. 976 Pimp.
8575309. It's like,
yeah. Anything else for us today there, Mr. Host?
Hey, thank you guys so much, and keep it up. You guys are doing an amazing job here, and you keep going like this, someday you'll be somebody.
Someday.
Thanks, man. Thanks for being on the show.
We're working at it 1 year at a time. Bradford, we got anything for our folks? Where can folks find you?
Oh, man. You can stalk me on Twitter, Williams Bah. Other than that, strangework.com is my blog. Oh,
man, no, I love it. Well, hey, that's Josh Strebel. This is episode 013 of the Dradcast, folks. I hope you have a great day. Don't forget to donate to your local ASPCA. And this is Dre at Dre Maida signing off for the Dradcast.
Bye.
Is that watermelon?
Oh, I love watermelon.
Booyah. There you have it, folks, the latest edition of the Dradcast. If you dig the show, make sure you pass it on. If you have content for the show, want to submit to be a guest host, or just want to listen to older episodes, visit the Dradcast website at dradcast.com. While you're there, make sure you click the iTunes subscribe link to catch us on iTunes.
Don't forget to follow at Dradcast on Twitter, and we thank you for tuning in.
Join Dre and Brad plus a new guest host next week.
Yes!
On another episode of the Dradcast.